Attorney General Eric Schneiderman began a statewide inquiry after his office received a record number of complaints about lack of voter access during the April presidential primary.
In New York, we have what amounts to legal voter suppression that the public is now aware of.
He says the profound and widespread issues include disappearing polling places and poorly trained poll workers turning away voters who sought affidavit ballots. Many polls that were open saw long lines and reduced hours. And he says laws that have resulted in New York's third worst voter participation in the nation and fifth worst voter registration numbers need to be changed.
Laws that make it easier for New Yorkers to register and vote are good laws. Laws that make it harder for New Yorkers to register and vote are bad laws. And in far too many cases, New York's laws fall in the latter category.
The Attorney General's recommendations include getting rid of the lengthy 6-month waiting period to change party enrollment before a primary. That rule prevented even Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's own children from voting for their father in the primary. Schneiderman also wants early voting and allowing voters to obtain and mail in absentee ballots without having to come up with a reason, essentially enacting voting by mail. He also thinks eligible voters should be automatically registered and that they should be able to register to vote on Election Day. The Attorney General was joined by numerous government reform groups, including Trevon Mayer's, with Common Cause.
Unfortunately, this past election cycle has reminded us that there are many unacceptable barriers that continue to suppress voter participation, especially in low-income and historically marginalized communities.
The state legislature has in the past resisted changes to voter access, and Schneiderman acknowledges that the current laws do benefit many incumbents who may find it easier to win with fewer new unknown voters. But he says the makeup of the Senate and Assembly are changing and may be more receptive to reforms now, especially with all of the national attention that voter access is receiving.
There's been a huge generational shift in the makeup of the legislature.
During the April primary, many supporters of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders complained that New York's strict laws shut them out of the ballot box. Schneiderman says his report found no evidence that if his proposed changes were in effect, the outcome of the primary vote would have been any different. He says Hillary Clinton had a lot of support in the state. But he says if the changes result in doubling the amount of regular voters in New York, election outcomes in the future could be very different.
That transforms our politics. I do think it would make New York's government more reflective of the people of the state of New York and of their views.
He says New York's leaders have an obligation under the state's constitution to protect people's rights, including the right to vote. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.